Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The good news is that employers added back 1.8 million jobs in July. That's the third straight month that hiring has increased. The U.S. now has about 13 million fewer jobs than in February, the month before the coronavirus hit the U.S. economy. Now, here's the bad news. Millions of people who remain unemployed are staying that way for much longer periods of time. Betsy Stevenson is professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan. She served as a member of the Council of Economic Advisors to President Obama. Thanks for joining us. So
My pleasure.
The White House, of course, is putting this in the best light, the latest figures, and they're saying, well, you see, you got almost 2 million jobs created in July. But as we pointed out, that's really only a very small part of the picture, right?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine a world in which we're celebrating unemployment that's over 10%. You know, it is still worse than the absolute worst point of the 2008 recession. So yes, some people have been able to get back to work. That is terrific. But we always knew that a lot of the people who were sent home on temporary layoff would be brought back. You know, the real challenge are the people who are continuing to lose jobs. And we see that in the weekly unemployment insurance claims, which are continuing with more people applying each week for unemployment insurance. More people applied last week for unemployment insurance than at any point in any given week in the 2008 recession. So there's continuing to be permanent job loss. And, if we look, you mentioned at what's happening, more than 50% of the people who are unemployed now have been unemployed for more than 15 weeks. So the long-term unemployment situation is rising, and we're not seeing the unemployment rate among African Americans coming down by very much at all.
What have we learned, what have you learned about the need for the $600, what it's been doing, if it really is discouraging or not from people from going back to work? I mean, we know what happened on Capitol Hill just not too long ago. I mean, they all walked out of their meeting, so it's not solved yet.
So, I think if you want to see the bright side in the report, it's clear that these payments are not preventing people who are able to go back from work from going back to work. We've seen other research that shows that the number of applicants per job opening right now is quite high, much higher than it was prior to COVID. And so the employers are getting the applicants they need, and people are going back to work when they can. Those payments are what has enabled people to keep spending in a way that allows some of these jobs to come back. Because people are paying their rent, because they're buying food, because they're making some purchases, that's helping to sustain enough businesses that those businesses can help bring people back. And of course, the loans the government provided to businesses has also helped. You know, the bottom line is shoveling cash into an economy that's bleeding cash is really crucial for keeping everybody going.
Well, and of course, there are more dark clouds in the horizon, right? I mean, you've got a number of states that are in critical conditions in terms of the spread of the virus, so it's likely that there may be more isolated cases of lockdowns in some cities or maybe some states. And even if they don't have more lockdowns, you're going to have more employees or potential employees too ill to go to work. So everything in the next few months doesn't really look like a great time.
You know, I think that that's right. Look, this is not a normal recession. The virus drives this recession. And we have shown that the United States can't really get this virus under control. I think a lot of businesses are adjusting to the fact that things will not return to anything like normal until a large fraction of the population is vaccinated, and we're quite a ways away from that. That's why we're continuing to see permanent job loss, where we're seeing, you know, workers who could work from home being laid off because their companies just aren't bringing in the revenue to sustain that level of employment. You know, we're nowhere near out of the woods. I don't see that this job report did not indicate, you know, a robust economy. What it indicated was that, you know, we stopped the stay-at-home orders. People have started going back gingerly, and that allowed us to, you know, in some sense, tread water. Yes, it was 1.8 million new jobs, but I think that that's somewhat of a mistake to think about that as great if you think about it in the, you know, in the magnitude of the kinds of job loss we're experiencing. Let me give you another number just to think about. Between June and July, nearly 4 million people who were employed in June lost their job and transitioned to unemployment in July. That's roughly twice the number of people who would lose their job in a normal month. So we still have quite elevated levels of job loss.
Betsy Stevenson, professor of public policy, economics, University of Michigan.